Are you sprinting through life so fast that you can't see God's gifts to you? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. When was the last time you really tasted your food instead of just wolfing it down? Or really appreciated how comfortable your bed feels when you crash into it at the end of the night? God's given us these incredible gifts that we use every single day, but we barely even notice them. But what if we started paying attention to these little blessings? What if we took a moment to thank God for the food on our plates and the rest He gives to us and other little gifts? Let's talk about it with today's story, The Everyday Things by Emily Acker. Take a deep breath. Focus on the way it feels as the air enters your body. We are breathing all the time, but how often do we really think about our breathing or take time to be grateful for what those breaths are doing for our bodies? Isn't it amazing that God has given us the ability to breathe? We all need to breathe in order to survive. And breathing is just one of the many things we tend to do without even thinking about it. But it's so good to slow down. Notice how God is providing for our bodies and let that move us to gratitude. As Acts 17:25 says, He Himself gives everyone life and breath and everything else. As you sit down to your next meal, pause for a moment and really look at the food that's in front of you. Think about where it came from and how it came to be yours. Think about the benefits this food offers your body, the nutrients and energy it provides. Often we eat without really thinking about what we're doing, but it's good to savor the foods we enjoy. And whether we like the taste of a certain food or not, it still gives our bodies what we need to keep going. As we take time to be grateful for what we have to eat, we can rest knowing that we have a God who provides us with food. There's a bunch of Bible verses that goes along with this idea. You can find them in the Unlocked app for today or at unlocked.org. The next time you lay down to rest, really think about the feel of the bed beneath you. Think about the place where you are laying. Think about how beautiful it is that you can take a break from everything and just spend time resting. We need sleep to go on, but we don't always think of sleep as a gift from God. Yet Psalm 127, verse 2 says, God grants sleep to those He loves. There is much that is a part of our daily lives that's easy to take for granted. Food, breath, sleep, these are basic necessities, and we don't always think of them as gifts. We are nothing without the One who created us, though, and whether we realize it or not, we are all relying on Him to provide us with our next breath and our next meal, like Matthew 5:45 says. He is always loving us and caring for us. We have so much to be grateful for, even in those simple, everyday moments when all we're doing is eating or laying down to sleep. Let's dig into this devotion a little deeper. The Bible says Jesus is sustaining all things by His powerful word. And in Him, all things hold together. That comes from Hebrews 1 verse 3 and Colossians 1:17. And He died and rose so we could live forever with Him. Consider taking some time to thank Jesus for giving you life and breath and everything else. Now, as you and I can read in Hebrews 13:15, through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess His name. And take a closer look at what the Bible says in Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5, Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, and chapter 3, verses 15 through 17, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. And if you have younger siblings and you want to help them grow closer to God too, help them out with the free Keys for Kids devotional. Your parents can sign up for a free one-year subscription at keysforkids.org/getkeys. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, how you can bring your anxiety to God and know that you're safe with trusting Him. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.